You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn,
I promise you, he was
Jay
throwing
Willen.
Shade at you.
Who Sean throwing shade at who?
Jay was throwing shade at Harry for them earrings.
Whoever's not here is a terrible person. So when I'm not here, you can blame everything on me. But Jay's not here, so
no, bad he was throwing shade at Harry, telling Harry he was too old to be wearing double earrings.
Yeah, I've never heard that in my life.
Well, stay alive long enough, you start to hear it as you get old.
Yeah, you're getting close. You ain't quite there yet.
I don't look old.
Well, how old are you?
No. Harry, 34.
I'll be 38 in September 16th.
Oh, 38. Yeah, you're a puppy. You got about another 3 years, and then I'm going to have to tell you something, man.
No, 41. He's good. He's good longer than that.
I would say 40.
More, that's what I'd say, about 3 years.
You get away with more than that if you want to wear
your... No, he got about 3 years. He got two.
How old
and then
do I
he
look,
got
Max?
A one. He got, two.
I'm so bad at that.
Then he got one just because he needs to take a lap. Once he takes the lap with him, he got to take him out.
Yeah. So he got 40, and then one last lap.
Yeah, he got 40, and at the 40, he got to start to think about his next transition. So he got about 3 years, and that last year, he can cruise the country, go on a bunch of shows with his earrings. By the time he get to 42, they better be out his ear.
They'll probably be out at 40.
Yeah, you can't be on national TV at 40-something years old with double earrings. Come on, man.
Yeah, the double earrings and the size of them, too. You're going to have to take those out. He's right. He's not wrong.
Because at that point,
be 50, Harry, 50 years old with earrings. Yeah, let me tell you guys
point,
about
you
this.
Don't play football anymore, Harry.
Oh,
you're retired. You're not a football player at that point.
Well, Brady gets to wear double earrings if he wants, I guess.
Yeah, he's still a football player.
Yeah,
once Brady retires and he's done for a minute, come on, man.
Brady
he's
shows up all now. Tatted up.
You're not playing
earrings,
the kids' game anymore. You are grown.
Listen, we ended the previous segment by asking the question, are Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert overhyped, because someone on this show right now believes that they are. Key, are they overhyped?
They are. I'll say it again, and I want to be very clear, because I don't need the Chargers fan base attacking me, and I don't need the Bengals fan base attacking me. They are overhyped for this year. They are talented players that are going to set records and play a very long time and make hundreds of millions of dollars and keep their franchises in contention and give them hope. But the hype is a lot this season. What I mean by that is when you go to the Chargers and you look at the Chargers, Justin Herbert hasn't won but 14 games, I believe, is the number in his young career. All of a sudden, many people have the Chargers on their way to going to the Super Bowl because of Justin Herbert. He hadn't even gone to a playoff game. So when you're putting a lot on it, you're trying to sell it to me and package it up, and you want me to buy it, and I'm not buying it. Now, I understand Joe Burrow went to a Super Bowl in his second year after coming back off ACL surgery. You see how I sold that? Second year off of ACL surgery, coming back, so it sounds even better than what it is. Oh, my God, he's not supposed to do this. Packaging it up and selling it to me. I don't expect for them to go back to the Super Bowl. They may never get back to the Super Bowl ever again in his career. So you're not going to tell me they're getting ready to run shop on the AFC because they went to the Super Bowl last year. Doesn't mean they're going to go back again. So don't keep hyping me up. Oh, Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow, the most prolific passers in the history of the NFL. Okay, that's fine. They had a good season. Show me a year and another year and another year to – I start to say that. Give me the Patrick Mahomes, the Aaron Rodgers, the Tom Brady, the Drew Brees, the Philip Rivers. Give me that consistent quarterback play Ben Roethlisberger every single year, that now I could go,
but it
tell, oh,
you
yeah.
know what, though, Key? It seems to me if you already dig what Joe Burrow's done, like Justin Herbert, eyeball test more amazing and everything, but I'm talking about also leading a team the whole thing, playoff runs. If you already done what Joe Burrow's done, the only thing that's really going to stop you is injury, right? Like, I've seen what he could – in his first full year at quarterback, 34 touchdowns, 14 picks, 70% completion – almost 9 yards an attempt. Like, you know, like, what's he suddenly going to forget how to play football? You know, oh, they're going to adjust to him. He's going to adjust too. Like, his whole life has been, you know, over, like, getting better and better and better at football. And has achieved a very high level.
And I think he will continue to get better. But the individuals out there in the world, Harry, feel like these two quarterbacks are getting ready to take their teams on a collision course to see each other in the AFC Championship game. Hmm.
But that's
what's being packaged up and sold to me.
But
here's
the flip
look
side
at
of
it differently, but I don't.
But here's the flip side of it. And I ask you this. Is it a possibility that that can happen?
Is there a real possibility that could happen?
It can happen. So you can't knock it.
Of the young guys, the guys who've already proven a certain amount, like, this is not, hey, Trey Lance, what can he do? I don't know. I need to see him more, this kind of stuff. Hey, can Mac Jones take another step? No, I'm not talking about that. I mean, they're 25 or under. And so we're not talking about Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, obviously, or even Matthew Stafford, who just won a Super Bowl. I'm saying here are the young guys that you would want. They're just different than the other guys. And I would say we're talking about Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, right? Did I miss anyone? Those guys are different, right? Kyler's small. We haven't seen him sustain it over the course of a whole season because he wears down. His offensive lineman, his right tackle, was on this show talking about he's immature. Otherwise, Kyler would be in that too, but not for me right now because of that. Those are the five dudes, it seems to me, that Joe Burrow's right in the middle of that mix.
And I'll say a lot of those guys have had the benefit of the doubt, too, of not being injured. You look at a Patrick Mahomes, he hasn't missed significant time in the National Football League. Joe Burrow, not so much. He's torn his ACL. Then he had the issues last year. That's pretty much why they decided, you know what, let's focus on our offensive line of free agency.
Hey, do you think, speaking of that, Key, Mike Tannenbaum's talked about sometimes you can look at a guy and the way he's put together and think, I don't know if I'm not questioning how good he will be right now, but I don't know how he's built for the long term. Like, for example, kid out of Alabama.
Mac Jones.
No, little kid, little guy.
Bryce Young.
Oh, Bryce Young.
So, like, Bryce Young, Key, you look at him with a raised eyebrow because it's like he has a slight frame. Well, Joe Burrow, when Mike T sizes him up.
I can't.
Yeah, but right. But when Mike T sizes Joe Burrow up, he goes, just something about the way he's built, I don't know if he's built to last.
You know,
and he's already been hurt.
You know who he's built like?
Who?
Tony Romo. He's built like Tony Romo.
Interesting.
He's not big. He's a big quarterback, but he's not Drew Bledsoe big. He's not Justin Herbert big. He's not Jalen Hurts thick.
Mm-hmm.
He's a, you know, decent-sized quarterback, but he doesn't have any muscle. He has spaghetti string arms.
Doesn't look like Justin Herbert.
He doesn't have any definition in his calves. You know, his rear end isn't stacked. He's kind of flat back there.
The hell you got going
on, Keith? Man, I'm just giving you the real scouting report. So he looks like if he gets hit one too many times, he's going to be hurting in a lot of different places. And you know how coaches are, man. You know how evaluators are. They looking at everything. They like, oh, yeah, his calves are big. His hands are big. Look at his biceps and triceps. Oh, his trunk.
He's got small
he's
hands.
He's got muscles. And that's how they look at you.
But see, like, I hear that, but that has not hindered him on the field. The question is, the question is, at a certain point, it's like, well, if this dude just stays healthy, he's going to be excellent. Like, he is excellent. So that's the question I'm looking at. He's already been hurt once, and a guy like Mike T is saying, I look at his physique, I don't think he's built to last. So in other words, like when you say yet, Key, the only way I really see that hurting him is injury, right? If he can't stay healthy, do you look at that and see injury possibility?
If he's constantly getting beat up, in his body, in his muscle mass, can't withstand the punishment of the pounding that he takes, getting hit off the ground, picked back up, hit again, delivers a football, hit again. At some point, he's going to start to wear and tear. And that's what Mike is talking about. He's built like, you know, he's just built like that. It's not that he's not good. He just got a tricky body and a tricky frame for a quarterback to withstand the punishment that he has withstood over the last couple years long term. That's all Mike is saying.
And that's actually one of the reasons, though, Key, when people ask me who would I take, Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow, that's another factor that plays into it for me and me saying Justin Herbert is because of you already had that ACL injury. Then you look at the season last year and he starts limping in a playoff game with a knee injury. You have those two injuries already within the first 2 years of his career versus a guy like Justin Herbert, who a lot of people say, and with our eyes, we see is the prototypical quarterback with the size, the arm, the speed, and everything to go with it, who hasn't been injured.
Yeah, and then you or you go back in the heyday, and you look how big Tom Brady is, or look how big Peyton Manning, or look how big Ben Roethlisberger was. It was hard to take them down, even though none of those dudes were running quarterbacks. It was just hard to get them on the ground because they were so big. Tom Brady injured his ACL because somebody crawled into his knee. And when he was getting hit and knocked down on the ground, he knew how to protect his body. He knew how to roll on his shoulders. All of those sort of things Joe Burrow has to learn to protect himself. Slight quarterbacks tend to always get injured in this league because of the type of pounding that they take. When you got 300-pounders hitting on you play after play, you're bound to get some sort of nicks and injuries. It's bound to happen.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's get back to the 49ers. We're just on them. Stay right there for some Camp Confidential.
Now, time for another Camp Confidential on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the San Francisco 49ers.
Nick Wagoner, ESPN 49ers reporter, joins us now. Good morning, Nick. What's the feeling around the team about Trey Lance taking over the starting role?
Yeah, Max, there's been a lot of conjecture about how Trey Lance's state of readiness, and I think that a lot of that is continued. But the team itself feels pretty good about where he is right now. And, you know, there's been ups and downs, which I think is what you're going to expect and probably what you're going to get from Trey Lance in his first year as the starter. But he and Brandon Ayuk, in particular, wide receiver, third year, has really taken a step forward. They have a good connection. And Lance has had days, you know, there was a day on Saturday, I think it was just this past Saturday, where he really, you know, struggled and threw some interceptions, and then toward the end of it had to move the ball to drill and did really well and bounced back. And so they've been kind of pleased with, when he's had a bad day, how he's recovered. But I also think that the big thing for them right now is they're not asking Trey Lance to carry the load. This is a team that is really good defensively, or has a chance to be really good defensively. And there's a lot of weapons around him as well. And so there's an opportunity there where he just needs to kind of run a steady ship, not turn the ball over a lot, make a few plays here and there, and then get better as the season goes along.
Nick, what's the biggest concern? There's got to be a concern about Trey Lance. So what would be the biggest?
Yeah, it would be accuracy, Key. And just looking at it overall, that was one of the issues with Trey Lance coming out is he ready to be able to make some of those, especially the intermediate throws outside the hashes? You know, that's been an issue in this camp that they've seen with him, that he struggled with accuracy out there. And, you know, as much as a Kyle Shanahan offense likes to live over the middle, those intermediate dig routes, which are such a staple of the Shanahan offense, can he make those throws consistently, particularly make them in a way that gives his receivers a chance to get yards after the catch, which is also another huge part of this offense. So I think that's something that they're keeping an eye on with him. And the way I look at it is I think they're probably going to have to accept the fact that with Trey Lance, your completion percentage from what you had with Jimmy Garoppolo is probably going to go down 7-8%. But you're going to have to try to make up for that with more big plays down the field, because that's something Trey Lance does bring to the table that Jimmy Garoppolo didn't do, and also his ability to run.
Speaking of Jimmy Garoppolo, what's the latest on what the team plans to do with Jimmy G at this point?
Yeah, they're still kind of in a holding pattern, but there's a really big shoe to drop that I think they're waiting for and have been waiting for a while, and that's with what happens with Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. I've been told by – people on both sides of the Niners and in Garoppolo's camp that they're kind of just waiting to see how that plays out. And it's interesting because Jimmy Garoppolo is around the team. He's been there. He's doing his throwing routine. You see him every day before practice on the side field throwing the ball and doing some running and things like that. And you wonder, like, why is he okay with this? You know, like, he's not going to be here. Why is he okay being around? And I think partially it's because they believe something might happen there. So if Deshaun Watson's suspension gets extended, I think 6 games was probably on the fringe of this might not be enough for the Browns to be interested. I think if it gets into the 10, 12, even a full season, then that becomes a real conversation. And if that doesn't happen or if the Browns don't show interest there, I don't really know what the move is because August 30th is the cut down day to 53. They have to really make a decision in terms of if they're going to keep him on the roster by September. I think it's the 10th, right before the season starts when his contract would actually become guaranteed. But there's a few things that need to fall into place, and I think they're still kind of waiting out Cleveland. If that doesn't work, I'm not sure what it would be, but that still seems like the most likely scenario for him.
Nick Wagner, ESPN 49ers reporter, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Harry in for J. Will. Nick, you mentioned the defense is the strength of this team, and Trey Lance doesn't have to do a whole lot at the quarterback spot. One of the guys that they were depending on when they moved on from Buckner and traded him to the Indianapolis Colts was a kid in the first round they drafted out of South Carolina, and Javon Kinlaw. What are they going to do with Kinlaw? Is he going to make the team? Are they going to move on from him? Because they seem like they missed on this one.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride for him. But as of right now, I think the plan is for him to be around and certainly to be a starter. And you know, they lost DJ Jones to the Denver Broncos in free agency, which, you know, maybe isn't a household name, but a really good player, one of the best run defenders in the league from the interior, playing that nose tackle spot. And I think that's where Javon Kinlaw is probably going to play this year. And it's interesting because they drafted him to be the three technique to replace Buckner. But toward the end of last season, Eric Armstead finally kicked inside from that edge spot and played really well at the three technique spot. So I think that's going to be his spot when he gets back from a little knee issue that he's been dealing with. But Kinlaw came back in much better shape. They're really happy with the work that he put in the offseason. You know, he came back, coming back from that ACL injury. But the thing for him is really technique. You know, he has a tendency to play high. They're trying to get that pad level down so that he can be a little bit more consistent. And he's probably not going to be asked, you know, you're not going to get that return in terms of stats, sacks, and things like that with him playing nose tackle. But they want him to be that guy who eats up multiple blockers, create some opportunities for the other pass rushers along the line, and frees up those linebackers to run around and make plays. In an ideal world for them, I think that's what they would get from him. Maybe that's not what you would hope for from someone drafted as highly as he was, particularly after trading DeForest Buckner, but I think that's kind of where his role is going to slot in on this team.
Nick, I want to stay on that defensive line, actually with the same name as well, Nick, but his last name is going to be Bosa. How likely is it, or when do you think he'll get a new deal?
Yeah, I think the plan is to do it next year, and the 49ers were pretty clear. I actually asked John Lynch about that fairly recently, and he said, you know, what they want to do is with their guys is sign the guys that they want to keep long-term when they have 1 year left on their deal. Because Bosa was a first-round pick, they've got that fifth-year option, so he's technically under team control through next year. But all sides seem to be okay with that, and, you know, I guess if you're the 49ers, you could say, well, you know, why wouldn't they sign him now because prices are only going to go up for that position. But I think Nick Bosa is okay with waiting, knowing that this could be another huge year for him. He came in great shape. Looks like he's ready to make a run at Defensive Player of the Year. I think that's a good bet if you're looking for something in Vegas to that might be a good value right now, is him in that award, because he's set for a big year. This is his first year, you know, coming back and healthy, not having to come off of an injury and rehab and all that stuff. He had a full off season. So I think that his plan is to go out, have a huge year, and then he will cash in and probably be the highest paid defensive player in the league, I would guess, at the time he signs that deal next year.
Nick, the defense can only be held back, in my opinion, because of their secondary. Do you think that they did enough in the offseason to address the secondary issues? I know they got young players like Diamador Lenore that I'm excited to see play tonight and find out if he actually belongs in the National Football League at a high level. But they really haven't addressed the position that would make you go, wow.
Yeah, I mean, they did make the big move for Charvarius Ward from Kansas City, the corner, which isn't really a household name necessarily, but is being paid like one. You know, he got a pretty sizable deal for the 49ers. And honestly, Keith, like the first week or two of camp here, he looked really good, and the secondary looked much improved because he's there. The flip side of that is now he's got a muscle strain, and he's going to miss a couple of weeks. So that ability for that secondary to kind of get on the same page and get those reps together is gone for a little bit. And, in fact, Emmanuel Mosley, their other starting cornerback, also dealing with a hamstring issue right now and isn't going to play tonight. So there's a little bit of flux there. But I agree with you. That was the thing that certainly held them back last year from being even better than they were. And it's a question moving forward. Jimmy Ward at free safety is really underrated, in my opinion, and he's back for another year. But they're also going to have a new starting strong safety, Talanoa Hufanga from USC, who looks like he's stepped in pretty well. He's always in the right place. They really like his instincts and some of that stuff, but you know, you got to see it in games.
He's got to stay healthy though. Like his first 2 years in college, he might have been the best safety in college football, but he's got to stay healthy, man. He's like paper. As soon as you blow on him, he gets to crumbling.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that was the big concern with him. Certainly, why he dropped as far as he did. So yeah, I mean, that's still a question mark, right? We haven't seen him do it throughout the course of a regular season. So yeah, there still are some questions in that secondary. I think it has a chance to be a lot better. Obviously, that pass rush makes them better. They're really good at the linebacker level, also, but also a couple of guys there who have some injury questions. So with this team, and with every team, it's always about health. But with this team, it certainly has been in recent years. You know, 2020 was basically blown up by all the injuries that they had. So they've got to figure out a way to be better in that regard, too.
That is Nick Wagoner, ESPN 49ers reporter. Thanks so much, Nick.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right, Tricky Nicky.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Let's play fill in the blank after Harry has this from FanDuel.
Start the second half of the baseball season the right way and turn K's into cash and big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Just sign up using promo code PLAY. Place your first bet, and FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in match bets if you don't win. Download FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code PLAY to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
All right, time to play fill in the blank. Take it away, Pat Costello.
Guys, we've been talking a lot about the most overhyped quarterback heading into this NFL season because Key hates Joe Burrow or something. I don't know. The most underhyped QB heading into this season is fill in the blank.
I would say Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts to me is the most underrated passing quarterback in the National Football League as it stands today. Here's a kid in his second year, first time as a full-time starter, leads his team to the playoffs. They draw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but yet and still, Jalen Hurts is fighting for his job, according to a lot of reports that are out there, which is utterly ridiculous to me.
And, Key, to piggyback off you before I tell y'all my answer, I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a better season than Dak Prescott. I just think so. But my answer would be Matt Ryan in the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, here we go.
I think Matt Ryan, when you look – well, I mean, Carson Wentz didn't get it done, and he had every opportunity to. I played with Matt Ryan. I know what Matt Ryan can do. I know if Matt Ryan was in those situations that Carson Wentz was in last year, that he would have showed up and gave them
if
a chance
still
to win.
Matt Ryan, because they did that with Phillip Rivers. It didn't work because he wasn't really Phillip Rivers anymore.
I mean, but they actually got to the Phillip playoffs,
Rivers took in the playoffs and had the Buffalo Bills on the brink.
Yep.
He looked like a deer in headlights in those.
No,
the
he did
against
not.
The, against
and
the Pats,
Matt
he did.
Ryan, I think Matt Ryan, that's a good choice. I like Matt Ryan a lot. I think he is a hell of a quarterback.
I think the answer is Lamar Jackson. The hype has been all about the contract. What we haven't been talking about is how good he was last year before he got hurt. That has not been discussed enough. I'm going to say Lamar Jackson is the answer.
Mitch Trubisky will get the Steelers to blank wins this season.
Phil nine wins.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll say between eight and nine. I think the quarterback position is a question, but I think I'm more worried about the offensive line more so than I am anything.
And Mitch Trubisky has shown he can win behind a non-existent offensive line in Chicago. I'm with Key. Exactly. Nine wins. Yeah. Mike Tomlin's going to be over 500. Nine wins.
The Patriots play calling by committee will be fill in the blank.
Not a factor when the season starts. I think it's just going to be one guy.
I don't understand the question.
Well, Harry had no problems with it.
Well, Harry just said something. I don't understand. Patriots play calling by committee will be a non-factor?
Yeah, non-factor.
In other words, he's saying
three people, four people. I don't understand.
No, he's saying like, hey, if they don't have one single play caller, but instead rotate or have several play callers, It will be what? If that happens, Phil, what will that be? It'll be good, bad.
It'll be much like Harry says, it'll be nothing. It'll be a non-factor. Just needed to understand the question a little bit more. That's all.
I'll defer to the NFL receivers with like 20 years of experience on the field between them and say non-factor.
Tom Brady taking personal time away from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the next week or so is fill in the blank.
Also a non-factor. You see a guy who's going into his, 23rd season? And they already said this was predetermined anyway. We know what Tom Brady can do. I don't think it's a big concern at all.
None of my business.
I'll tell you what, that's right. But it for me, it's like it worries me just like, man, I don't like to hear someone. When someone takes time away like that, you first thing your mind goes is something in the family. I hope everything's okay with Tom Brady and his family.
The conference Clemson football will be playing in 2024 is blank.
Ooh, this is a tough one.
SEC.
Yeah, I'm with Key with that one. I'm going to go with the SEC.
I mean, we heard Paul Feinbaum on this show yesterday say not only all the reasons that it makes sense, they're also a quintessential SEC team. SEC.
Lamar Jackson playing without a new contract is fill in the blank.
Bogus.
Is not going to happen.
Is going to make him a lot of money.
Oh, don't listen to Max.
I'm not suggesting it, Key. I'm saying I think that's what this guy is getting ready to do. And I think in the end, I don't see a way Lamar Jackson signs for less than $250 million guaranteed on signing. I think that's what's going to happen.
All right, last one.
I think he will. I think he will.
Last one because you guys ripped through the rest of them. Antonio Brown's message on his biggest regret being not able to watch himself is fill in the blank.
Confusing as hell.
On brand.
Very confusing.
It's Antonio damn Brown. It's Antonio Brown. What did you expect?
Yeah, on brand.
All right, bonus one more. The best hot sauce for chicken is fill in the blank, Keyshawn.
Red Rooster, Louisiana.
I don't like spicy stuff, so I don't like hot sauce.
Oh,
sorry.
So
what?
How do you not like hot sauce?
Because I don't like anything that's going to make me poop all day long, Key.
I just like Kahlua hot sauce, whatever. Like the standard issue stuff is good enough for me. I'll throw that out. Any hot sauce.
Kahlua, that's a liqueur.
No. Like, what are they called? You know, like
Chalupa?
Chalua.
Chalupa.
Not Chalupa. It's not Chalupa.
It is Chalupa.
Them? Yeah.
Chalua.
Is it Chalua or Chalupa?
It's not Chalupa.
It's Chalua.
Chalupa is a food.
I think a Chalupa is like a meal.
Chalupa is
what you can get from Taco Bell.
That's because I'm from a lot of different.
Kolu, it's
see,
Cholu.
I'm from a lot of different places, Chalupa. Max. So
you're
I got
wrong,
yeah, yeah.
My dialect from everywhere.
Yeah,
man.
Me too. I said
over.
It in Yiddish, but the point is Chalua.
Chalula.
Whatever the hell it's called. That stuff is good enough for me. I like it.
Chalula.
All I know is.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's not hot sauce. That's like.
It's good enough. Tabasco. Yeah. Tabasco.
Tabasco.
It's good.
Tabasco. Yeah, good. Only time I'm using Tabasco is on oysters. Other than that, I'm not using it.
I'll throw Tabasco on
can't
all types
put
of
Tabasco
stuff.
On chicken.
Right. I'm thinking of eggs, actually.
You could probably get away with it.
Yeah,
eggs.
I do. What? I like it on eggs.
Yeah, I don't like Tabasco.
It's too spicy.
That, nah, it's spicy,
BGs,
but it just.
So,
Harry, what's your go-to condiment then?
Ketchup or mayo?
That's
or ranch.
What is wrong with this guy?
Yuck.
You don't like hot sauce. You don't eat burgers or hot dogs.
No, he does. He does it open face.
I didn't say I don't eat burgers. I don't eat hot dogs.
No, I don't eat hot dogs either.
I eat some hot dogs, boy.
Whoa.
I eat a Dodger dog.
Your face
so I'm lying.
Lit up like what?
I grew up.
I eat some hot dogs.
Let me tell you something. When you're,
no, I'm lying because I eat a Dodger dog. So
when
I'm lying.
You're grilling and the kids are like, what do you want? They're like, I want a hot dog. You throw a few hot dogs on. I basically have them for dessert. Like, I have whatever I made,
Max,
and then I have the hot dog for dessert.
I can't eat a hot dog unless it's Dodger Stadium. Otherwise, I can't touch it.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm grilling chicken sausage.
You mean the Dodger Stadium where fans don't like to really show up?
No, that's not Dodger Stadium.
Important games going on?
That's not Dodger Stadium. Who told you that?
Shots fired.
Don't think that because you see something in some damn magazine or on TV that we don't show up. That's not true.
Well,
now, you're going to make me attack you, Harry.
Now, when I watched the games last year that were at Dodger Stadium.
Well, it was COVID.
And I was looking, and I was like, why?
There was a lot of COVID stuff going
NLCS,
on still. Yeah, but there's a lot of COVID stuff, though, man.
And then you look at Truist Park, and you see all the lights and the fans.
You ain't got nothing
Atlanta,
else to do in Atlanta. It's two things to do in Atlanta.
Act like you ain't been to Magic City and got
it's
you some
two, I was about to tell you.
Got you
it's
some lemon pepper loos.
It's two things. You can get you some lemon pepper chicken. Okay? That's one. And then you can maybe hit up a Falcons game and a Hawks game here and there and maybe a Braves game when they're hot. Other than that, there's nothing to do
like
in Atlanta.
You got like an aquarium or something down there, too, that's good the kids like.
Nice parks, aquarium.
Oh,
Coca-Cola.
Get out of here.
I have a ton
Stop
of things,
it.
Man.
They get a crazy CNN. Turnout to their soccer games.
And they swear by the Southern.
I used to be down there when I worked at CNN hosting shows out of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Max didn't been to Magic City.
Mess around and drink the tea and get
got him some lemon pepper loose.
get you some tea and think you got a bowl of sugar, a cup of sugar.
Facts.
Messing around with y'all down there, man.
That's 100% facts, Keith.
Hey, I want some tea. Did y'all drop the sugar in the tea?
Half a bag of Domino in there. You're good.
It's ridiculous, Yates, if you ain't never had it.
Well,
I don't understand
I
how y'all drink that, Harry.
Man, it is so good. It's
how
so
do you stay
good.
In shape eating like you eat? Just DNA, man.
Here's the crazy thing. I haven't worked out in 3 months, though.
What?
Like, I've literally
do you get any fatter months. When you do that?
Nah, but I mean, I could feel myself a little bit. You know, right, yeah. I'm bursting out my shirt
a little
bit.
Then the answer is yes.
Well, no, but I'm still, like, if I take my shirt,
it'll look good, but you just know that
I don't want it to sound the wrong way on air. I took my shirt off, not my,
hey,
I took my
yo!
Shirt off.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be like, okay, dang, he still trains and works out.
Walking around shirtless eating a half-open mayonnaise sandwich. What's the matter with you? Sweet tea's too sweet.
Yeah, you got to try the tea down there, Max, if you haven't.
Yeah, no, everything has too much sugar for me now.
I'm going to bring him some up.
Literally, it's like a quarter of tea and three quarters of sugar.
Yeah.
No lie.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and we're going to close out the week after Key has this from O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with their right parts advice from their professional parts people and their free loaner tool program. There's no need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent. For your next repair, refundable deposit is required at the time of rental. You're not getting away with anything. We get it all. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask for their free loaner tool program or visit O'Reilly.com.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey. All right, so we're heading to the weekend, Key.
Yes, that's right. Mm.
You got something good planned?
I'm supposed to go to a birthday party tonight, but I'm not feeling good right now. So, I don't know, I'm really tired. And, you know, I've been up early, so I gotta figure out whether or not I'm going to be able to make it. Probably won't be able to make it. So that's
listen,
one.
With your work schedule, you got to be careful about that, you know, Key?
Yeah, you got to get rested up there.
Mrs. Harry Johnson is listening. We need Key to be healthy on the air, and if you're starting to feel run down, that can compromise your immune system. You don't want that, Key.
Yeah, I know. And if she's not listening, somebody is listening that'll be telling her what we're saying, so she's listening. And then tomorrow, you know, I'll watch a little football tonight. Tomorrow, Saturday, get my hair cut, get hooked up, because I'm coming back to hang out with you guys on Monday all week. I'll be in with the crew.
It's always good to have everyone together, get the band together.
Actually, we all decided to call out that day.
Oh, well, that's on you. I come to work. You got to make that decision. And so that's what I'm doing really pretty
Can't
much.
Can't teach people a work ethic, Key. They either have it or they don't, am I right?
Yeah. Oh. I'm trying to decide my dinner, though. If I want to go to dinner tomorrow night, I'm just trying to decide what I'm going to do, but that's pretty much it.
Going to get some Jamaican food?
I might do that today or tonight. I Jamaican food's so good. I haven't had any in a while, man. Give me some ahi fish and some oxtails probably and rice and peas and some cabbage.
Now, do you go to, like, the real spots? Like, if you go up
If you're not Jamaican, I'm not coming.
Max
Kellerman's crew cooking Jamaican food and I'm buying it.
They gotta see, the difference is how
Max,
long you...
Like, no!
Like, the if you have the jerk chicken, is it that first bite with the flavor and then nothing, or did they soak it? Did they let it sit there? Did it marinate all the way down to the bone so every bite, you get that jerk, you know,
mine,
flavor.
Every bite, I get that jerk.
Yeah,
the
that's
problem
the real
with me
stuff.
Is I get the jerk chicken and the oxtails and a little ahi fish, mac and cheese, some rice and peas, a little cabbage, a little festival. And then I have to get me some rum punch while I'm there waiting on my food.
Ooh,
I don't want to order beforehand because I want to be able to have some rum punch, so I'll wait on my food, that way I get some rum punch.
Oh, sounds good. That rum, but you just described the rum punch, put it over the top.
Oh man, the rum punch is ridiculous.
And then outdoor spot,
No, I'm sitting. I'll take it to go. I usually don't sit at Jamaican joints and eat.
Why not? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, really, probably not as
play
safe
a little
as
reggae. You think you're
be
on the island? What are you talking
no,
about?
No, but it may not be as safe in some of these locations as I want it to be.
I understand. Yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. I can't be there depends longer on than 20 minutes. Mm.
So, because
I got to go in the hood, Max. I can't. Like I said, I can't go somewhere and have Max Kellerman.
One. Let's get together and feel all right.
Say it again, Mon.
What I don't like about that whole Uber experience, Key, is that I told the driver which way to go. It went a different way. I had to sit in the car for half an hour instead of for 10 minutes. And then they try to double the charge because of time. No, I'm not doing that. You're not
yeah,
getting
but it,
me like
it
that.
Wasn't, sometimes it might. Well, it probably wasn't her fault.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
no,
it was.
No, sometimes, you know, they really don't know where they're going to
right,
get.
And I told,
they,
but I told them. I told
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but
I
was then like, they want to follow their own nav system or their own right, mind.
That's
and they get
fine,
off
but I'm not paying
spot
for it.
But
that's
don't
fine
punish the lunch.
Hold up. So not only does it take me an extra 20 minutes out of my day because I'm sitting there when you didn't listen to me and you went the wrong way, but then you're going to double the charge?
Is
now, Key,
minutes,
I still tip the most.
Is 20 your life, Max?
I still take the
is
highest option for the tip.
Is 20 minutes going to change your
Key
life?
Here's the point.
I don't
listen
need
to this
my
though
life change.
What if he had to be somewhere at a certain time and that happened, Key?
I actually
okay,
did.
Okay, so being 20 minutes late to something or 10 minutes late to something.
But I'm not paying for the privilege, you know? I'm not. Now, it didn't change the tip. I still. Listen, she's working. I still tip. Let's give the most amount, like 20%, whatever it is, on the far right hand side. I give that tip.
You
give five stars.
You're gonna give 20% on $4. I mean, come on.
It's not $4.
Man.
I give five stars, but I'm not gonna affect her rating or her tip. But they're not doubling the charge on me for a mistake. That, by the way, you know who I feel bad for with Uber, and Uber's great. I'm so glad it exists. Lyft, all those rideshare services are great. I'm surprised they were able to pull it off. It would seem to me there'd be too many obstacles. But, you know, cab drivers in New York used to buy medallions, guys. In order to drive a cab, like a yellow cab, legally in New York, you needed a medallion. Mm-hmm. That was like the price of a house, like hundreds of thousands of dollars. But people would pay it off like a mortgage because they could make a living. Mm-hmm. Then
mean,
Uber comes out, and now your medallion's
explain
to me,
worth it. What do you mean a medallion? What are you
a medallion
about
is like they had to put it. It's like where the license plate goes. They had to put it there to show that they're legally allowed to drive a yellow cab, right? So even if it wasn't your car, you could only drive a car from where the owner had a medallion. So if you had a medallion assigned to a car, right, you could make a living. Or you could rent it out to someone who could go drive a cab for 12-hour shifts. It's not like they're getting rich. They're barely making a living. But people had their whole life savings in a medallion. Immigrants came here, put all their money because, hey, now I can make a living. You know, I'll work hard. My kids will go to college. And then all of a sudden, the rideshare services come out. The medallions are worth 1/10, 1/20th what they bought them for. I felt bad for the cab drivers, man.
And I love the fact that, like, Uber and Lyft, those things you can use out of the country, too. Like, literally. When I was in Panama, like, I was going somewhere, like, probably about 15, 20 minutes away. And the Uber was, like, $5. Mm. I was like, this is love right here. Versus trying to call, hey, can the hotel front desk, can y'all call me a cab? Tell
can the hotel front this?
Yeah, the front desk.
Okay, front desk. Okay, yep. Good. Mm-hmm. I thought you said something else. Go ahead.
What you thought I said?
I don't know. Well,
he thought you were being cheap. He thought you said front. Like they could front it for you.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I thought something else at first, and then I was trying to make sense of what Harry just said. Make sure we didn't have to bleep him
you
out.
Know, Harry from the South, so you gotta, you gotta really I'm pay attention dirty sometimes. You from the dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty baby.
No, it Ubers and Lyfts are good. I mean, it's
so good.
It's a good. I toured their operation several years ago up in San Francisco. It was pretty impressive, I must say. Just watching how they put everything together and stuff like that, it was. It was impressive. Impressive.
Key, I had an opportunity to invest in Uber.
What?
And I did not. Had an opportunity.
That's okay.
They asked me to put $150,000 into it, and I was young, and I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, man, every time I forgot to put $150,000 into something.
You regretted it, right?
You, let me tell you, it was came back to bite me every time.
Pat Costello.
I'm sure there's many things that come your way, and you did, and you didn't, and It's just part of life,
That's the way it goes, man.
Yeah, I got plenty of those stories.
But you know, the real one was Bitcoin, right? Like, you're thinking, I always do the math, like, hold on, if I would have bought how much of Bitcoin? At a certain point, because I did, at a certain point, I was going to buy a certain amount of Bitcoin and didn't. And I almost had, like, it started, as it started going up, up, and up, I was like, wait a minute. Now, I would have done well, but it wouldn't have been life-changing money. But I thought for a while that I had wanted to invest, like, 6 months or a year earlier than I, and at a certain point, I thought, wait. Do you mean to tell me I lost how many millions of that? But I didn't.
But it feels better though when somebody says, "Hey, you ought to buy this mansion out here and such and such and such." That feels better than somebody saying, "Hey, I got an idea. I think this is gonna work, right?" Yeah. It's like you're not gonna hit on everything.
Hey, I got this NFT I want to pitch you guys. What do you think?
NFT.
Jay's not here to defend himself.
By the way, did you guys see the story on Tom Brady, the NFT? He had a Bored Monkey NFT he bought for whatever. It's $300,000. Now it's worth like half that. Someone would have to explain to me why an NFT like that will ever be worth a dime. I don't understand.
I'm not buying it, and I don't care, and everybody else can get rich, and I'll stay where
I'm
at.
It seems to me it has zero intrinsic value. You can't even hang it on your wall.
Can we phone a friend?
I'm not interested.
Is Jay available right now?
Leave him alone. I'm not interested in any of that stuff. Jay, you know, has a career where he's berated by me and Key for 4 hours a day. If he doesn't have to be hearing our voice, he's probably very happy right now. Come on,
it just doesn't interest me. I'm not interested in cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and all. I'm good.
But in NFTs in particular, it's like, well, this is a non-fungible, like if you like baseball cards, it's the same idea, stamps, same idea.
No, I don't like baseball cards.
You can collect the NFT, but it's not exactly. It's digital. Like, you know what I'm saying? Who cares if you own the rights to some digital image? If you really like the image, print it out and put it on your wall. If you don't, who cares? But like, what? It seems to me to have zero or close to zero intrinsic value and is therefore a very bad investment, in my opinion.
People were doing it, so it must be something. It's just not for
me. Real tough to cash in on that if your power goes out, for example.
Yeah, I love my baseball cards, though.
If you buy art, for example, at least you could look at it. Yeah, baseball cards. Me too, Harry. What's your favorite card you got? You got a Deion Sanders rookie card.
I have a ton. Like, I have just about – I have a the captain.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter, minor league card.
I thought you said you had a Keyshawn Johnson card you needed me to sign.
I probably do have one, Key. I think I probably have a Keyshawn Johnson. Yeah.
I think that, Key, you actually have to pay Harry for that. I don't think it has any value anymore. Sorry.
What's a Keyshawn? Can we look that up quickly? What's a Keyshawn Johnson rookie card worth?
We got so many damn rookie cards, I have no idea.
I'll bet you it's valuable.
I got some that's worth peanuts, and I got some that's worth a lot.
You have any NFTs?
There's one on eBay for $30 right now.
All right, it's not bad.
Okay.
$30.
No, that's low.
That is low.
I got something that's much higher than that. Don't discount
Keyshawn,
me like that,
Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, ESPN Radio. We are back Monday morning, 6 a.m. Boof!
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.